You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello, and welcome to your Monday Pulse. I'm Tamara, and today I'm joined by Chinekshi and Ben. Today we'll be talking about some news that matters to you. Firstly, we'll be talking about the coronavirus and Iran's dispute in the death toll. Then we'll be moving on to talk about the deaths of homeless people sleeping in bins, which has prompted calls for action. We'll then be talking about Tesco, who have decided to sell plasters in racially diverse skin tones. And finally, we'll be talking about some recent breaking news about Harvey Weinstein. And right now we're going to be talking about the Harvey Weinstein case, which has recently been has been released today that he is guilty, and he's been found guilty of two counts in his sexual assault trial. So Weinstein, who is 67, was convicted on different charges and faces up to 25 years in prison, but he was acquitted for the most serious charge of predatory sexual assault. He has still denied all charges despite this. He faces more charges in Los Angeles of rape and sexual assault of two women in 2013, and more than 80 women, including famous actresses, have accused him of sexual misconduct. Stretching back decades now. So I wanted to ask the panel is, do you think it's about time? The Harvey Weinstein case was quite a massive case because it started off the Me Too movement and it started off all these like really important things. So do you think that this is kind of showing that people can find justice within quite a cruel system?
Yeah, so obviously what we've kind of seen today is the conclusion of the trial, and you know, obviously it kind of goes to show if you're going to get justice, it is going to take a while in certain cases. You know, trials aren't quick, but I think hopefully for the people affected by Harvey Weinstein, that it brings them, you know, some form of justice. I mean, it says that he's facing up to 25 years in prison, and you know, obviously that shows the severity of his crimes, and it will be kind of down to the jury, I believe. I can't remember how the legal system works, but obviously it'll be down, or maybe even the judge. But anyway, but it's obviously, it will be determined how long his sentence is, and that is the fact that he could go to prison for up to 25 years, and he is relatively old now anyway, so he's going to go to prison, and it's going to be a really, he's kind of like, in a way, the kind of like the ugly figurehead of the Me Too movement. He was what sorted it off, and you know, I think his downfall is kind of been replicated by other celebrities caught up in this scandal. And so obviously people have got justice for Harvey Weinstein. It is going to be a long story till people feel they have got justice from everyone, from the celebrities they feel they're being mistreated by.
I think the verdict actually kind of shows both good and bads of the whole trial. So obviously this is a great thing that Harvey Weinstein has finally been acquitted of the rape. It's also quite good, and it's like a landslide moment in that the way the prosecutors charged Weinstein was great. So they charged him on accounts of rape of two women that he continued to have sexual relations with after the rape. And for years, lawyers had tended to dismiss any kind of rape claims based on if they continue to have sex with the rapist in question. But for them to win this and for them to put Weinstein in jail kind of shows that prosecutors and defense teams are actually going to have to change their attitudes and arguments to victims who, you know, who have been raped and still continue to engage in sexual relations. So it's great on the part that women are now getting more freedom and are now being acknowledged more for their assault. But on the other spectrum, Harvey Weinstein is perhaps the only figurehead of this entire movement. It says it's actually reported that there were multiple lawyers, private investigators that kind of led him to continue this like horror and this terror for about 25 years. So it's not only him that we have to charge, it's the whole kind of team that he's employed to allow him to have this kind of power over these vulnerable women.
Yeah, because there was kind of a massive cover-up in the kind of, and generally kind of all Hollywood culture generally, in the kind of like look the other way and pretend it doesn't really happen, I guess, on all sides. And then since then, it has been kind of like come crashing down. And an interesting point I was just thinking there, it's like, as you said, what he was doing, he kind of acted in this way for around 25 years. And so there's a good chance he'll go to prison for a shorter time than he was theoretically committing his crimes. And if you think about it that way, that is kind of really strange to think about it, that he was allowed to do these things for so long and then his punishment may not be for as such a long time.
I think there's some really interesting points, especially about the sort of cover up. And I think, do you think that this sort of cover up for so many years now is one of the reasons why he's still denying allegations?
Absolutely, because he was in contact with high profile people like lawyers and private investigators. He was at a position where he had like a lot of money and influence to hire these people, and thus he was able to evade prosecution for so long, which is kind of scary thinking about it, because loads of our politicians and people we look up to, or they're in this great kind of positions of power, and they can theoretically do anything to us vulnerable women. It's horrible, really.
Yeah, and I think the thing to remember is that he had such like immense power over the kind of like the film industry, and the way that that's come crashing down is obviously kind of one of the signs of our times and how things are changing. Because if you, I think I read somewhere once where in some years at the Oscars, he was thanked more than God, for example. And you can kind of see like the level that people kind of looked up to him, because he had the power over people's careers, realistically. The power to give people's careers to go ahead or kind of stop them in their tracks. And I think it was fear that stopped people from, you know, speaking out. And obviously, think you'd have hoped at least that things have changed, that people don't have as much fear to kind of call stuff out, even when it's a powerful individual that they're up against.
I'd also just like to kind of make the listeners kind of aware of like the extent of his assault. So Miriam Haley, Weinstein's second main accuser, has basically said that when declining Weinstein's demand for a threesome in 2004, when she was just 24, he screamed at her that this is how business works, this is how actresses got where they what they are. So this is definitely pointing to his exploitation of power over these vulnerable women. And it's kind of, as great as this is and as much of a landslide this is, what about the other 78 women whose assaults haven't been registered in the justice system? It's still incredibly unfair to them. Sure, he may have gone away for 25 years, but he's nearing the end of his life, and I'm not too sure that he will really face the repercussions of the extent of his actions in jail.
It's horrifying hearing like testimonies like that about sort of what happened, because it's like, these people dealt with this for so many years of their life, and they dealt with having to think about what happened and thinking like that was sort of a way that they got their career, which is no, obviously no choice of theirs, but it's still something that they had to go through. So it's kind of sad that it was gotten away with for so long, and also that they just had to deal with this for so, so many years now. And they're only seemingly getting some form of justice right now. But as we've been saying, it's sort of to a lesser extent.
Yeah. Just kind of reading through a timeline of the Harvey Weinstein scandal, realistic, it goes into such detail about the sheer number of people who are affected by this. I know, obviously, that Weinstein was obviously like prolific, but if you just like scrolling through and you read like date after date after date where there's a new person who comes up, and it's like 80 people in total, like, so obviously he was, you know, doing this for you know, decades realistically. But I think I think it is symbolic of the cover-up, as I've said before, of the cover-up culture that kind of exists in these kind of things, that people, they rely on individuals and people in high places so much that speaking out against them would, you know, end their careers. And it's not just in Hollywood, and it is kind of worldwide, and not necessarily, you know, in terms of sexual assault like Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of, but in all kind of different situations where people feel like they can't say something, that because they can't speak out about someone else's actions, regardless of what it may be, because that it will have such a negative impact on them, and also that people won't believe them. You know, we may have got to this point, but we're still at a kind of a situation where if someone comes up with an allegation against someone, it's not kind of 100% they would be believed. You know, we have seen that in specific cases in recent times where, you know, not everyone gets to be believed, and some people have been accused of just piling on, you know, just to get kind of recognition as part of that case, and then the lines get blurred and it kind of ruins it for everyone, because people don't always want to trust the accusers, and then the accusers who are, you know, genuine don't feel they can speak up, and so we as a society as a whole, we don't move forward.
Yeah, I think kind of all of that could be accredited to the rape culture that is so rife within the society and so rife within the justice system, actually. I think comparing this to, there was a Cyprus rape case where a woman, I think she was gang raped, and for some reason the entire court case kind of fell through, and she wasn't able to kind of bring the men to justice. So on one side we have this prolific Hollywood producer who was able to, you know, get jail time, but on the other side these things are still happening. Men are still being able to get away with these horrible crimes, essentially because of rape culture and how we don't really believe women and we don't really trust the verdicts at all when it comes to sex and consent.
Yeah, I think this shows a sort of change in showing kind of the downfall of a massively powerful figure, but I think that there's still a long way to go, especially in a lot of other industries, such as like the music industry, in order to expose some people who've sort of been getting away with things, because a lot of people within these industries have said things and was like, sort of, when is the sort of Me Too movement for that industry going to happen? And I think that this shows that it can have an ending where the person who is guilty is found guilty, but it shows that there is a long way to go in a lot of these things.